Now, less than a day after Ukraine's president slammed NATO for its, quote, weakness, the U.S. Secretary of State traveled to the Polish-Ukrainian border to show support for Kiev. Ukraine's top diplomat, in turn, demanded fighter jets and hinted that the blood of civilians may be on those who refuse the plea.
The entire world stands with Ukraine, just as I am standing here in Ukraine.
It's no secret that the highest demand that we have is in fighting jets, attack aircrafts, and air defense systems. If we lose the skies, there will be much, much more blood on the ground. And I don't want anyone to share responsibility for their blood.